Good evening, class. Our presentation, Life Cycle Analysis of Hand Dryers for NDSU. Group members are Latoya Kisun from Department of Biological Sciences, David Mouchette, Department of Biological Sciences, and Shiana Santos, Department of Geosciences. As part of an ongoing effort to reduce NDSU's environmental footprint, administrators are considering replacing the 100 folded paper towel dispensers with either motion sensing paper towel dispensers or warm air hand dryers. So, the purpose of our study was to determine which hand drying method used at NDSU produces the least impact on the environment. Our analysis took into consideration impacts on air, water, and energy resources, as well as landfills. And the results of our LCA will provide NDSU officials to make good environmental decisions while choosing the best bathroom facility. In our survey of the campus, we found out that the buildings that were recently remodeled or constructed within the last 5 years, those buildings had the motion sensor dispensers as their primary method, while the older buildings had had the original paper dispensers. Okay, in the cradle to grave analysis, the hand drying methods involved five life cycle stages, those stages being the raw material extraction, which are like the ore mining and smelting, timber harvesting, or extraction of organic materials, the manufacture and processing, product assembly, consumer use, as well as disposal and recycling, transportation and distribution of products, materials, as well as their waste were not taken into consideration because of unavailable information from mileage as well as gas use. The inputs of the life cycle inventory included materials and resources, and the out materials and resources being the materials used in shipping, installation, as well as energy and other resources. The emissions and product were like air emissions, water effluents, as well as solid waste. The data that was collected was both from a primary and secondary source, as seen in the table, where the primary sources were obtained from site visits, interviews, as well as direct observations. Secondary sources were obtained from existing databases that were associated with GABI 4 software. And I'll be passing it over now to David.
Okay, my name is David Mache. Actually, I'm with the Environmental and Conservation Sciences program here at NDSU, but I'm going to be talking more about the methods that we used, how we came up with the data that we actually entered into the GABI 4 program during our life cycle assessment. So the first thing we needed to determine was how many uses each paper towel holder was put to here at NDSU, how many times each one was used. And so we used information from Stevens Hall to determine this. We determined that Stevens Hall was pretty much an average type building here at NDSU, and so we based all of our estimates off of paper towel use and dispenser use at Stevens Hall. We obtained an estimate on the number of boxes of paper towels used each year at Stevens Hall from the maintenance staff, actually a personnel named Chad. He helped us out with that. And then we observed the habits of students and also instructors using the paper towels at Stevens Hall and the hand dryers. And then finally, we tallied the total number of paper towel dispensers at Stevens Hall. What we found out was that 40 boxes per year were used of paper towels, and there's about 4,000 paper towels in a box. And then from our observations, we determined that about 3 towels were used per hand drying use. And there's 10 dispensers distributed throughout Stevens Hall. So we came up for the average paper towel dispenser in Stevens Hall that it was used 5,333 times per year. When you multiply that by the 100 paper towel dispensers that we're doing our life cycle assessments for, we came out with 533,000 uses per year. Now, for the folded paper towel dispensers, we actually determined that 3 paper towels were used per hand drying, an average of 3. And we weighed a paper towel and determined its weight, multiplied that by 3, and came out to 6.63 grams of paper being used per paper towel hand drying at Stevens Hall. And we multiplied that on out for the entire 100 hand dryers and came out to 3,536 kilograms of paper towels used per year for the folded towel paper hand towel drying dispensers. If we look then down at the motion sensing towel dispensers, the big difference we see actually here is in the weight of paper used. There's a big decrease there, and that's because the paper towel dispensers that were motion sensing actually were much more conservative on the amount of paper towel they gave out. Usually people would just take one dispensing of paper towel, which was 3.51 grams, as opposed to the other paper towel dispensers where they'd grab several at once and dry their hands, and there was a lot of wasted use of paper with the manual paper towel dispensers. Then, of course, the warm air hand dryers blows hot air onto your hands. They don't use any paper at all, so we have 0 kilograms per year use by the warm air hand dryers. Next thing we needed to calculate was the power usage for each of the different hand dryer types. The paper towel dispensers, the ones that dispense the folded paper towels, they don't use any power. You just grab the paper towel and pull it out of the dispenser. I'm going to jump down here and talk about the warm air hand dryers next. For the 533,000 uses, we timed the amount of time that those hand dryers were actually used for each drying and came up to an average of 55 seconds. So even after a person walks away, if they do it just for 20 seconds, that dryer is still going. And they use quite a lot of energy, actually. They're 2,400-watt hand dryers and comes out to 2.4 kilowatt hours. Multiply that all out by 53,000 uses for 55 seconds of use and convert it to megajoules, we come up actually with a little over 70,000 megajoules per year of power used by the warm air hand dryers. If we go back up to the motion sensing ones, they just use a tiny bit of power to push the paper towels out into dispensing, and we calculate that at 640 megajoules per year. So there's a big difference in the power use there. This slide here just shows the total numbers that we use for entering into GABI 4, and you can see the main differences here. For the folded paper towel dispensers, 3,536 kilograms of paper, no power usage. Motion sensing ones, 1,872, you know, just about half the paper use, but they use a little bit of power. Warm air hand dryers, no paper use, and then they use a whole lot of power during the hand drying process. And with that, I'll turn it over to Latoya, who will discuss the results.
Okay, hello, I'm Latoya from Department of Biological Sciences, and I'm going to discuss the interpretation of our results, and then I'm going to show you a little of the inputs and outputs that we had from the GABI software. First off, if you look at this table here, The first two things that struck me were the numbers for the motion sensing and for the warm air dryer. They're on the two ends of a spectrum, this being the least and that being the most. So notice that the total input amounts for the warm air dryer and the motion sensing towel dryer, notice the difference there. And when looking at these inputs, I'm particularly drawn to the very high amounts that the warm air dryer, the total input flows for that. Now looking at the Gabby outputs for each hand drying method, notice again I circled what made an impression upon me. For the inorganic emissions to air, the warm air hand dryer, this is all in kilograms. We had 13,356 kilograms, and that's inorganic emissions to air as compared to the motion sensing and the folded towel. Folded towel dispenser. And throughout, you know, for the heavy metals to air, organic emissions to air, and particles to air, there's a similar trend of the warm air hand dryer having the most output in comparison to the motion sensing towel dispenser having the least input. I mean output, sorry. Here we have emissions to water, inorganic emissions to water, and then solid waste. Again, warm air hand dryer having the most, and the motion sensing having the least amount. These outputs were kind of surprising to, I think, most of us in the group. We didn't really expect the warm air dryer to have such large outputs of emissions to both water and air. So from the output and input from Gabby, I came up with this sort of this model here, where the motion sensing dispensers would have least environmental impacts in comparison to the folded paper towel dispensers and the warm air hand dryers. Now, our life cycle analysis of the three hand dryer types revealed that the environmental impact of each dryer type is very similar in upstream and dispenser manufacturing and shipping life cycle stages. But however, as we can see here, the impacts of the three dryer types diverge in consumer use life cycle stage. That's where I come up with that little model on the top. Considering our input and output into the Gabby software, we identified the motion sensing dispensers having the least environmental impact, and the warm air hand dryers is having the most. As David had mentioned before, the folded paper towel dispensers, they didn't have a very efficient dispensing method because users tended to grab three, which was more than they really needed. For the motion sensing dispensers, users consistently used less paper per drying, and automatic dispense of the towels had minimal energy expenditure, which was compensated by the reduced number of towels dispensed. And then, of course, we have the warm air dryers, which had a significant environmental damage due to the very high inorganic emissions to air and water. So based upon our results, we came up with some conclusions, and basically our LCA rated the motion sensing dispenser as having the smallest environmental impact. So this one we'd recommend its use due to the smaller environmental impact. And it has greater efficiency of dispensing the paper. It's more of a controlled use. and the impacts associated with production, shipment, and paper waste disposal of the two dispensers could not compare with the energy expenditure and emissions of the warm air dryer, and that's why we did not recommend the warm air dryer. And then, of course, we chose the motion sensing over the folded paper dispenser due to the efficiency of the dispensing method. Thank you. That's all I have. Special thanks to Chad from Stevens Hall for his help with this project.